This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. One of the, if not the best tactical holster out there, it is definitely better than anything you've ever tried. If you have never tried one, go to tacticalholsters.com. Same price point you're going to find in any of the big box stores. So, you know, just not, you just got to go online to get them. One of the presidential candidates recently commented that an increase in rapes was one of the results of the Australian gun confiscation. And the anti-gun left jumped up and down for a bit, stomping their feet and screaming. And then they jumped into full swing to discredit this candidate's comments. Some of their discussions were very inventive and bizarre as to why the candidate had to be making it up. One reviewer gave the original statement for Pinocchio's based solely on the concept that the reviewer was incapable of reading at a third grade level. So, this is sort of a PSA for the anti-gunners. Dear anti-gunners, not liking a statement does not make it untrue. So, in Australia from 1997 to 2007, 1997 being the first year after they got their new bag regarding guns, according to the Australian Institute of Criminology, if you are a woman in Australia, you have a four times as more likely chance of being raped than a woman in the United States. Simple fact is that Australia had a massive gun confiscation and rapes increased by half or more over the next decade, while the U.S. saw a 50% drop in rapes while the number of guns owned by Americans doubled. The exact converse of what happened. Okay? Now, ask yourself this question. Why would a fourfold increase in rapes, what would that do to American society today? What would that do to it? If you're a woman, why are you voting, or why would you vote for a candidate that would prevent you from protecting yourself? Now, crime and guns is a very complex relationship. It's not as many people would expect. Many in the anti-gun left will tell you that more guns equal more crime. Completely willing to ignore that the number of guns has increased by 50% since Obama was elected, while crime continues to drop. Despite that increase, despite the increase in population. Nobody told me this story. I've just heard about it. It came from an old retiring sheriff. He told a friend story of the price of initiation for the local gangs was to kidnap a girl. The younger and prettier, the better. No one wanted to think about what happened to her in the week or so they held her before her body was found. Law enforcement is strapped for manpower, and they have a code of silence, bottling up any leads that they, you know, they put up ads in the local papers in English and Spanish announcing they are now going to pass out concealed carry permits to women. Classes were announced and refused to be a victim. Courses were also scheduled. Before a single permit was issued, the local gang stopped the kidnappings. The fear that a woman might have a gun was enough to change the actions of the criminals. So, ladies, I very humbly ask this of you. Get a gun. Learn how to use it. Store it safely. Add to your own protections. Be aware of what's going on around you. Law enforcement are very brave. Men and women very brave to a fault. There are some bad apples, but I'm talking about the rank and file. They are the bravest and the most selfless men and women that we have. And they cannot be everywhere at once. And they don't want to find your body. They would rather find you in, having that adrenaline dump from, you know, having shot five or six thugs that were trying to rape you. The problem I have with rape, I've had many conversations with Amanda Collins, and her serial rapist later graduated to murder. And with rape, if a woman's being raped, what does she do? I mean, she is completely in a position of this guy's power. He's raping her. She can't stop that. What if he decides to kill her? She couldn't stop a rape. How's she going to stop him murdering her? Rape scares the living hell out of me. Not for me as a victim. You know, I guess that's a possibility, but it's pretty, pretty far-fetched. But I know, you know, I at WORD, I work with newswomen. I have sisters, mothers, wives, friends. I have all of this stuff. And they're all potential victims. And that scares me. And when I hear about a woman defending herself successfully, I know that she, you know, I know that she's not going to have some of those emotional scars that somebody who didn't defend themselves are going to have. And the other, that's if they survive it, though. That's the thing. How do you know where that's going to stop? How can you possibly know where that's going to just let him rape you? Yeah. Yeah. It's a crime of violence. It's a crime of violence, and who knows where it starts or stops. I don't know. There's no way for me to put myself in that guy's head. So I don't even try. Don't be a victim, ladies. Do not be a victim. Somebody loves you. You have an obligation to them because they love you to be there. If you do not do something proactive for yourself and something were to happen to you, those that love you will, one, be denied being around you anymore. Two, they will be haunted by it for the rest of their days. And in the meantime, whoever does it to you will go on to do it to somebody else, and it will just continue on. Better to, better to end him if you can, or to stop him. You know, I'm not trying to make you bloodthirsty or anything, but if it means you killing a rapist, then be bloodthirsty. If you're stopping the rapist, be bloodthirsty by all means. That's pretty harsh, it is. I know it. I don't care enough about it to be concerned with it. I don't care enough about trying to be compassionate. I don't care about what led them to this life of crime. All I care about is the victims. That loss of innocence. Do anything to keep that loss of innocence from happening. Do anything to it. I would do anything to keep it from happening. Not everybody's going to be like me. And that's fine. Everybody shouldn't be like me. That's bad. That's bad to be like me sometimes. But having said that, get a gun. Learn how to use it. Learn how to protect it. Learn how to store it correctly. Carry it. Don't be a victim. Please. All right. By my clock, I should be hearing bump music. There it is. I knew it. I knew it. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, here we are again. back at you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Okay, let's take a minute and let's, you know, there's been many after-action reviews of this, and let's do another one. Simply because this is still happening, you know, and for all of you that your eyes are about to cross and say, oh, come on, Bill, let it go. It's like, you know, it's back in 2015. No, shut up. Let's talk about this. Let's look at what we can take away from what happened to the people of Paris when ISIS decided to get operational there recently. Some of the takeaways we can take from it and add to what we already have, shall we? Number one, the run, hide, and fight model pushed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Homeland Security is becoming outdated. In fact, they have not yet explained how you're supposed to outrun a high-velocity round coming from an AK. I sort of respect the work that went into building the run, hide, and fight model adopted by schools and companies around the nation. But it's based on a limitation of being designed for a single incident and a single attacker scenario. That might work then. In a multiple attacker scenario, you might be running at another one of them. It also assumes the defender and that, you know, and that a timely law enforcement response will result in multiple officers swarming the scene within minutes of an attack beginning. That model is relying upon external resources swooping in to resolve the situation. It only works with single incidents, single offender situations, where the weight of numbers and time is on the side of the authorities. Run is not a bad idea. Hiding is not a bad idea. They call that cover. Or concealment, rather. And they're still tactically sound as they've ever been. The fight part of the equation is outdated because this assumes that the defenders can or should only be armed with improvised weapons. You do not want to go to a gunfight with a staple gun or with some erasers or your book bag or your purse. There are roughly 13 million concealed carriers in the United States today. More are obtaining permits and undergoing training every week to increase their skills. It is foolish to maintain this illusion of a gun-free zone, and it is foolish not to plan on having a concealed firearm or having concealed carriers as part of the equation. The FASTER program that John was talking about, created by the Buckeye Firearms Association and used in Ohio's public schools, should be incorporated where a concealed carrier by trained individuals is encouraged institutionally as part of a more robust, comprehensive plan for both fighting attackers and treating the injured, and make that available to everybody if they want to do it. And for the ones that don't want to do it, hold them liable if somebody rolls in there and starts killing people. Number two, citizens should invest in applicable defensive firearm and emergency medical training. Now, I know Kerry Davis. Kerry Davis is the dark angel. You can see his banner behind me there. Kerry Davis, with a gun in his hands, I don't want to face him. Except the difference between Kerry Davis and me is that Kerry Davis knows how to use a chest decompression needle. He knows how to insert a nasal airway. There's a lot of things that I can treat. So those two things are not things that I can treat. A chest decompression needle, knowing how to use one of those, can mean the difference between life and death. And if you don't know how to use it, you better not be sticking it in anybody. But we need to all be dark angels, is what it boils down to. We need to have the capability of killing our enemy, and we also need to have the capability of rendering first aid to people. Kerry goes around teaching an integrated class from time to time. Other schools are coming on board with this, getting ready for this, you know, teaching this, and it's good that they're beginning to integrate this. It isn't sexy to know how to stop bleeding. It isn't. I get that part. It's not nearly as cool as saying, check out this sling. It's not nearly as cool as saying, check out this rifle. But it sure is appreciated knowing how to do that. Number three, all citizens should invest in the concept of everyday carry and consider revising it as circumstances dictate. Yeah, I can't add to that. Everyday carrier, EDC, has been traditionally been reserved for concealed carriers, and it has revolved around a gun and perhaps a spare magazine. That has to change. You need to be carrying a blade. You need to be carrying a trauma kit. You need to be carrying a means to communicate. Lots of different things. Small, powerful flashlights. Add that to the mix or mount one to your gun. Not everyone can or should carry a firearm and spare magazines for any number of valid reasons. Everyone can carry a small flashlight, a tourniquet, hemorrhage control kits. It can be as simple as an Israeli bandage or as complex as a trauma dressing impregnated with blood clotting agent. And those kits can go with you everywhere, including through TSA security, into schools and other areas where firearms are prohibited. We live in a world that is changing around us, underneath us as we speak. And intelligent people need to respond to that change. We need to be responding to that change. There are some people that would look at my trunk as an example. And, yeah, or get Stop Attack on your phone. You can get Stop Attack on your phone. I forgot about Stop Attack. Thank you, Heath. We need to do a video about Stop Attack. That's what we need to do. It's a different world now. It's like the commercial. This isn't your father's Buick. When you go out today, it's not about the 5-shot revolver. It's about the 17-shot semi-auto with some spare ammo to go. And a bunch of Band-Aids, a bunch of dressings, a bunch of things, illumination in the dark, all kinds of stuff. That's what you need to be thinking about. Going into the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about why Sharia law is incompatible with American values. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't go complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Check them out indeed. G-Code is a, I mean, you know, one of the things about G-Code is that it just doesn't ever break, so you don't ever have to buy new ones. I'm right now at the point where I don't need anything new. I need to break something. I guess I need to break something. Anyway, Sharia. Millions love it. Hundreds of millions love Sharia law. I don't like it, though. You probably don't like it. And it's still making inroads in society, American society, which is rather chilling for me. Who's right about this? Are we sort of like stuck in a relativism sort of thing? Is the side with the strongest military going to be right on this? Is there no way to reason our way out of that? How do we break the deadlock? Any objective? Timeless and transcultural moral truths out there? Why do we recoil at the thought of Sharia law? ISIS and many Islamic nations believe because original Islam teaches the following. The mosque and the state are not separate. Apostasy or leaving Islam is outlawed up to the penalty of death. Speaking against Islam is outlawed up to the penalty of death. Jihad or qital, military war only, to force conversions or submit to attacks is allowed. Having sex with female prisoners of war is allowed. Drinkers and gamblers may be flogged. Adulterers and fornicators may be flogged, and adulterers may be stoned to death. Bearing false witness against sexual sin or about sexual sin, a crime in Islam, can incur floggings. Homosexuals may be flogged or executed. A woman inherits half of what a man does. Domestic violence is allowed. A woman's testimony counts as half of a man's testimony. A man may divorce his wife by pronouncing three times you are divorced outside of a court of law, and the divorce is legal and final. They also, Sharia law also has laws that look like those of any other system. Don't murder, steal, traffic drugs, that kind of thing. It is true that in 17th century American society, the punishments were harsh. But we sort of worked our way through that, didn't we? And America has proved on that list, and the whole tone of Sharia, like head coverings for women, we've improved on that. Specifically, though, our Constitution by itself eliminates most of those Sharia laws. The First Amendment offers freedom of religion without government intrusion and free speech. The Eighth Amendment prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. Our state laws also eliminate them. Domestic violence is, for example, illegal. A woman can inherit as much as a woman can if the last will and testament says so. Her testimony counts equally to a man's. Divorce, which is lax in some states, has to be done through a court. Our military does not allow an army to attack people to strongly encourage conversion or impose a second-class citizen tax if the conquered foes don't convert. the Declaration of Independence proclaims we hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let's put it in a simple but not simplistic formula, you know. And think of a plus sign and an arrow. You have life plus liberty, arrow, pursuit of happiness, pointing to pursuit of happiness. Self-evident means America didn't invent this universal and timeless value. She only discovered them. Happiness at first glance appears to be completely subjective, but is actually confined within limits because it is different from pleasure. It is different from pleasure. Extreme behavior on the one side and apathy on the other is a vice. Temperance is in the middle. Or the golden mean between the two vices is a virtue. One lives in excellence when one has temperance, and excellence leads to happiness. That's for the individual. Socially, life and liberty lead to happiness. You get to live in freedom, and now you can create your own version of happiness. But it must be done within individual limits. The individuals make up the nation. On the Islamic side, religious law suppresses liberty. It does not permit a life to develop, and thus happiness is denied. This religious legal system denies the freedom of conscience and movement and viewpoints and is oppressive. Their formula would be something like extreme religious laws, arrow pointing to control, arrow pointing to oppression, arrow pointing to misery. more restrictive and extreme Islamic laws are, the more controlling and oppressive they are, which leads to personal and social unhappiness. It has to be said here that there's, Saudi Arabia, which is supposed to be our quote-unquote ally, they have a very oppressive Sharia regime in place. But the royal family, now on the other hand, they have the cars and they have the Rolexes, they have the women, they have the drugs. They don't live according to the edicts of Islam. They're living sort of like a pimp with a lot of money. So there's a bit of hypocrisy there, wouldn't you think? It is difficult for the Islamic clerics and legal scholars to see that their laws are extreme and therefore oppressive because they believe that laws come down from Allah himself. If only humanity would follow them, it would be submissive to him and eventually be happy, if happiness is even a goal for them. So let's instead say socially harmonious, but they don't have a broad enough perspective, and we do, and therein lies the problem. It is believed that the law of Moses came down from God with its harsh punishments and severe restrictions, but the New Testament wrestled with religious law. The wisdom of the New Testament, which is revealed by God, as Christians believe, teaches a new path that goes higher than the law of Moses. The New Covenant moves away from excessive religious law and toward freedom. Nearly all of the 18th century founders were Protestants, so they were steeped, willingly or not, in the freedom of New Testament theology. They believed that people should have the freedom to worship one God, 20 gods, or no God. Let persuasion, not threats or coercion, bring them over to your point of view. Islam's defenders say online that America wallows in our own promiscuity. And in a lot of ways that may be true, but we've also learned to let moral law take care of private behavior that does not seep out into public and disturb the peace. Written law should deal with unruly citizens. They intend to make us submit to their way of life. Will you let that happen? We will be right back.
Network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-407-8087. Okay, let's try that. Scratch everything I just said except for the on the phone number. 877-807-4048. Seemed like I knew it, right? Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Says it all. Coming from the UK. The UK is very, very concerned that we have guns. They're very, very concerned about it. And they write about it all the time. And the BBC did a little study to try to figure out how the NRA, as if they do it by themselves. The NRA is the big dog, but they're not alone. But everybody defaults to the NRA. The NRA is like Xerox or Kodak. Everybody thinks all film is Kodak. Everybody thinks everything is, NRA is ubiquitous. It's become a generic term. They decided to look at the rise to power. They ask questions like, why is Obama powerless to reform gun laws? They, you know, say when Obama wept at a press conference earlier this month about gun control, his tears might have been born of frustration as well as sadness. They were born out of calculation, you limey idiots. And I'm half limey, so I can say that. Warren Cassidy is a retired executive vice president and chief executive officer of the NRA. They asked him how they became political. He said, you know, we know the story. You know the story about how they became active, how they started in 1871, right after the Civil War and everything else. Talk about the Cincinnati Revolt led by Neil Knox. I know Neil's sons. Then they asked Professor Carl Bogus, great last name, prof, how the NRA used the Second Amendment. Carl Bogus is the professor of law at Rogers Williams University in Rhode Island. The words of the Second Amendment read, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what in essence it did was to say, if the federal government doesn't arm the militia, the people can. There had been only three U.S. Supreme cases that dealt with the Second Amendment. They all held that the Second Amendment was related to militia service and granted a collective right, not an individual right. This was considered pretty settled until the 1960s. But then there was a concerted effort by the NRA to change this. They stimulated lots of writing, particularly in American Law Review, saying the Second Amendment should grant an individual right to bear arms. Now, this is the blind leading the blind. He's either purposely being dishonest about the well-regulated part. He's being dishonest about, you know, George Mason said, who is the militia? The people are the militia. So that part, you know, this was written in a vernacular of the time. And that was vernacular of the time. That was the way they spoke. Regulated meant equipped, trained. That's what it meant. Didn't mean rules put in place to make sure you know your place. This guy's out there saying the individual right didn't begin until 2008 during the Heller case when the Supreme Court held for the first time that the Second Amendment grants an individual right. The nine justices of the U.S. Supreme Court divided 5-4 along perfectly ideological lines. The conservatives said it grants an individual right, and the liberals said no, it grants a collective right. The individual rights view promoted by the NRA became embedded within the modern conservative movement and therefore the Republican Party. The political obstacle to gun control is not the sense of the American electorate per se. Maybe 80 or 90% of Americans favor more stringent gun control. How is that even possible? All of you out there later today, or it's too late today to do it, tomorrow, I want you to get 10 people, put them in a room. I want you to ask them a yes or no question. And I want everybody to come back and tell me how many got 9 out of 10 of them all agreeing on that yes or no question. That doesn't happen here in the United States. Richard Feldman, he's the president of the Independent Firearm Owners Association. He says the NRA exploits gun symbolic value. So the best way to understand their incredible success is to take a step back. See, right here, the part about this that's so interesting is that this news organization in Britain has fallen for this IRA, or for this idea that the NRA is the only game in town. The NRA is the biggest game in town. The NRA has a lot of influence in the game in town. They're not the only game in town. That part is interesting, that they think that the NRA is all there is, which means their entire they're operating with a flawed set of data. Then they go to Professor Brian Anspatrick. He's an expert on American gun culture and teaches courses in propaganda and communication. They say that he says the NRA is vastly effective, and it's augmented by what I call anti-media. They were the first group I knew of that went online that had email bulletins. More people read gun culture on forums and so on than read the New York Times. And the NRA itself prints three magazines it sends to different subgroups, one that's strictly political, one aimed at hunters, another aimed at people who just like to shoot. They have approximately 5 million members who receive these magazines. I really don't get this. That idea is silly in and of itself. It's silly in and of itself. So, you know, all things considered, I don't understand what they're talking about. Simply because they're wrong. They're out there discussing how the NRA did this and how the NRA did that. The NRA, okay, when last time mention to me was coming around, the NRA recused themselves. They didn't say anything for the longest period running up to this. And it wasn't until the last little bit that it happened. But in the meantime, the word was getting out. State organizations like Buckeye Firearms Association, Grassroots North Carolina, the Firearm Coalition, all of these guys were getting out there, sending out mailers. Gun Owners of America, second, well, not, yeah, they were pushing something else. Everybody was pushing this out there. And people were picking up the phone, taking the time to call their senator, their U.S. senator, and telling them not to vote for it. And when they had their little vote that day in April, that one got the least amount of votes of anything there that they considered that day. The thing that got the most votes that day was national federal reciprocity. That got the most votes. It came within 3 votes of passing. So, I find all of that interesting. I just find it interesting that they're out there talking this talk. One thing I'm going to say about, presidential politics, but I didn't really talk that much about it today, where Trump is boycotting Fox News. There are as many people out there pushing for Trump as there are against Trump. The ones that are against Trump, for some reason, I think they're marginalizing themselves. Not in my eyes. I don't know why they don't like him, but it's their right to not like him. That's fine. I get that. But a lot of people out there, some of these guys that make a living off of being what they are, and Fox News is one of them. They've decided to be the anti-Trump network, too. Here's the thing. We're out there all the time advertising, hey, we're a big tent. Come join us. How do you push that out there? Some of the reasons about Trump may be that they're a little deeper than first blush. We've got to get people to come into the tent, folks. That's the only way it's going to work. Doing it again in 21 hours. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load. Education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.